Morning. Today's daf deals with the fact that Yosef was a bechor, was a firstborn. As we know, initially the rights of being the firstborn were to Reuven, but then Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef that your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, will become tribes. So Yosef becomes the firstborn, because what's the nature of the firstborn? That he has a double portion. So that's what happened. Every other son was a single tribe, but Yosef becomes two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. So he gets a double portion in the land. Okay, let's start here on the very bottom. That's going to be today's topic. Kuf Chaf Bet Amud Bet. At the very, very bottom, the second to last line. Tana Rabbana and our sages taught us in a Braita. The verse says about the Bechor, about the firstborn. Laseis lo pishnayim, to give him a double portion. So what is the meaning of a double portion? Pishnayim ke'echarat omer. Right? What does it mean, pishnayim? Is it pishnayim, double what any other one gets? O eino, pishnayim ke'echad, o eino, or maybe Ella, something else. Pishnayim b'chol nechasim. It's actually two-thirds. In other words, double what everybody else gets put together. So let's say you have 10 sons. Is it that the property of father is divided into 11 portions? The firstborn gets two, and the other 9 sons each get one portion. Or maybe the other 9 sons each get a portion. Those portions are added together, and then the firstborn gets double that sum. The firstborn gets two-thirds, and everybody else gets to divide amongst themselves a third. So the Gemara says, v'dinu. Now the truth is, it's really something you can resolve based on logic. On the one hand, chol koim echad. Sometimes there is a firstborn and he only has a single brother. And sometimes chol koim chamisha. Sometimes there's a firstborn and he has 5 brothers. So ma chol koim echad, just like when there's a firstborn up against a single brother, pishnayim ke'echad, he's getting double of what that one brother is getting. Saf chol koim chamisha, so too when there's a firstborn up against 5 brothers, pishnayim ke'echad, he should get double what a single of those 5 brothers are getting. O klach l'derech zo, maybe you should go the other way. Say chol koim echad, sometimes there's a firstborn up against one brother, and sometimes chol koim chamisha, sometimes it's the firstborn up against 5 brothers. So ma chol koim echad, just like when it's the firstborn with a single brother, pishnayim b'chol anachasim. If the firstborn gets 2 portions and the single brother gets 1 portion, that means if the firstborn gets 2/3 and the single brother gets 1/3, he gets double the sum of what everybody else got, because everybody else is just 1. So too, av chol koim chamisha. So maybe the same is true when he has 5 brothers. Pishnayim b'chol anachasim. When he gets double, it means he gets double of the sum of what everybody else gets. So the Bryce says you could have had this doubt, and you could have said, we just don't know. Is it a double portion, or double of all the portions? Tamud lomar, that's where you have the verse. V'haya b'yom hanchilo es banav es asher yalo. And it'll be on the day when he gives over an inheritance of that which he has. Lo yuchal, he won't be able, v'akeres ben ha'uva, to pick and make into a bechor, the son of the beloved wife, al pnei v'nasnuah, against the son of the hated wife, if that son is the bechor, is the firstborn. Now this verse seems to be extra, because the verse is going to then continue and say, ki es ha-bechor b'nasnuah yakir, lasis lo pishnayim, for he has to recognize the son of the hated wife, and give him a double portion. So why did it also have this verse, v'haya b'yom hanchilo es banav, so the point is like this, that this verse is to tell you, on the day when he gives his inheritance to his sons, not that he gives the inheritance mostly to the Bechor, he gives the inheritance to his sons. So the Torah is stressing that to tell you, HaTorah Ribsa Nachala Eitzel Achim. The Torah is saying that it's mostly the sons who are inheriting. That means that the sons get a large portion. That means that the Bechor doesn't get 2/3 of the sum. The Bechor gets a double portion of a single portion. But the sons, most of the inheritance goes to the other sons. So that tells you, Ha ein alecha ladun kolashon acharon. Don't say like the latter possibility that the firstborn gets double of the sum. Ela kilashon arishon. The bechor has a double portion. It means double like a single portion. Double a single portion. All the boys get a single portion. He gets double of what a single boy got. Not that he got double of the sum of what everybody got. And that's why if there are five sons, most of the property is ending up with the other sons. And that's why it could say, B'yom anchilo es banav, on the day when he gives over the inheritance to his sons. Not that B'yom, on the day that he gives an inheritance, mostly to the firstborn. Yeah, question, okay. David.
So if there's five sons, everyone needs to get one fifth, and he's getting two fifths?
It should have to be six. It has to be six then. That's right.
It's not a lot. One to one, you're just losing 30%.
Okay. That's right.
If the man is married to two women and they have two bachurs,
right.
They treat them the same thing, the bachurs?
No, just his firstborn.
His firstborn. It doesn't matter her firstborn.
Correct.
His firstborn. Okay.
So this is how the Braisa began. Now the Braisa is going to have a whole series of verses to prove this. For Omer, there's another verse also. The verse says in Divrei Hayamim, Uvnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael, and the children of Reuven, who was the firstborn of Isaac, I'm sorry, was the firstborn of Jacob of Israel, he had been the firstborn. However, once he desecrated the beds of his father, that after Rachel died, we know Reuven moved Yaakov's bed out of the tent of Bilhah into the tent of Leah. So when he desecrated the beds of his father, Nitna b'chor Rasel of Yosef ben Yosef, his firstborn status was given to the children of Yosef ben Yisrael. Yosef the son of Yisrael, v'lolus yaches la b'chor. And he was no longer considered a b'chor, and therefore Yosef became the two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. So there again, right, it's not that Yosef, when he becomes Bechor, gets two-thirds of the land of Israel, and the other 11 brothers get one-third. That's not what happened. Yosef got two portions, Ephraim and Manasseh, and everybody else got one portion. So you see that the doubling is a doubling of a single portion, not a doubling of the sum of what everybody else is getting. Now source number three, for Omer, we have a third source. The verse says, Ki Yehuda gavar be'echav, for Yehuda was the leader amongst his brothers. Ulanagid mimenu, he was made the prince, the Mashiach, as we said yesterday. Va'bechor li Yosef, but the firstborn status was given to Yosef. So now, Namra bechor li Yosef, we have the word bechora about Yosef, and Namra bechor li Doros, we have the word of bechora in regards to inheritance. Lo mishpata bechora. So ma bechora amur li Yosef pishnaim ke'echa. Just like when we talk about Yosef being a bechor, it means that he has two times what a single brother has. So when the word Bechorah is used in regards to all generations inheriting, it must mean, Pishnayim Ke'echad, it must mean two times what a single brother has, not two times what the sum of all the brothers has.
Yeah, but Yosef was in a Bechor, so why did
he got the status of Bechor. Yaakov Avinu gave him the status of Bechor.
He did.
He took it away from Reuven because Reuven lost it when Reuven misbehaved because Reuven moved his father's beds. No. So it was taken away from Reuven and given to the son of Rachel.
But can he do such a thing? Your father take his son from?
He did.
The firstborn is the firstborn. You know.
He did. The Torah allowed him to do it. Hashem allowed him to do it. Hashem allowed him to do it because of the misbehavior of Reuven.
Correct.
That's right. Exactly correct. Menashe and Ephraim each got a portion. That's right.
But Rabbi, how can it be that the father takes it away? I mean, the example of Esav.
Do whatever you want to
do.
Esav sold it.
Esav sold it, so it was his decision. Here, it wasn't Reuven's decision.
Yeah, but again, Yaakov is a prophet. So what he's doing based on God's directives. And Reuven misbehaved. He moved the bed, so he forfeited the rights of being a Bechor. Wow. Yosef gets it.
So any father could...
No father can do that. That's where the verse says, Lo yuchalavaker. Father can't make that change. But Yaakov could. And another source, for Omer, we have another verse where Yaakov tells Yosef, I gave you one added portion over your brothers. Not that I gave you two-thirds of what everybody else gets. I gave you the city of Shechem and its places, Asher lakachtim yadu Emori, that I conquered, that I took from the hands of the Amorites, b'charbi v'kashti, with my sword and with my bow. One second. Avachi b'charbo v'kashto lakach, v'alo kvar nemar, ki lo v'kashti yavtach v'charbi lo toshieni. Now Yaakov didn't take Shechem with a sword and a bow. He doesn't trust swords and bows. El charbi, what does it mean? My sword, zutfila, with prayer, kashti, my bow, zubakasha, with request. So now the Gemara asks, why did the Brice have to have so many proofs to the same law? Right? It starts off with the question, what's the definition of the double portion? Is it double what everybody else gets? Is it double what one person gets? And then it proves it from four different sources. Why keep proving the same thing? My Vomer, why having all these verses? The Chitame, the Gemara explains like this. If you're going to say that Yoman Chilo Espanav is not a proof, because the reason for this verse is not to say that most of the inheritance goes to the brothers. The reason for the verse is, look at Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that's for teaching you the lesson of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that a father can choose to give all of his possessions to one son from all the others, and say everything goes to this son, he has that right. So if so, Tashma can have a different proof that will tell you that the Bechor is double of a single portion. Because Reuven, Bechor Yisrael, the verse says Reuven, Bechor Yisrael. Reuven was the firstborn, and it was taken from him and given to Yosef. And what did Yosef get? A double of a single brother. Now, Vachitim, if you're going to say that's not such a proof, there the verse says Reuven was Bechor Yisrael. There it was, the verse said, Nitna b'choraso livnei Yosef. His b'choraso was given to the bnei Yosef. You'll say, no, b'choraso is not the same thing as b'chora. In regards to the b'chor in the Torah talks about b'chora. That's not the same thing as b'choraso. So you'll say, b'chora mi b'choraso lo gamrina. We don't learn the definition of b'chora from the term b'choraso. Tashma, but then we have another verse. That's why we had verse number three. The verse says explicitly the word b'chora with Yosef. It says, V'ha b'chora li Yosef. V'chitema, now if you don't like source number three, because you'll say, Yosef gufei, mimai de pishnaim ke'achad hava, who says Yosef had a double portion of a single brother? Maybe he just had something extra. So Tashma, come in here, prove, because Yaakov says, V'anina sati l'cha, shem achad alachecha, and I've given to you a portion added over what your brothers got. So two of what your brothers got. Amalei Rav Papa Abai, or if Papa said to Abai, but still, when he says, I've given you another portion, maybe it's not equal to what the brothers got. Emadik Labalma, I just gave you a little piece of land that can have a date tree on it. Amalei, Abai said to Malech Amarkra, that's why the verse continues and says, that Yaakov said, Ephraim and Menashe, Ruven and Shimon, you Yosef, your Ephraim and Menashe are like Ruven and Shimon, just like Ruven gets a full territory. Ephraim gets a full territory, just like Shimon gets a full territory, Menashe gets a full territory. Now these were the sons of Yosef, so Yosef became two tribes. So that means that Yosef gets a double portion, and that's called Bechora. So that defines for you that every time it says Bechora, it means a double portion of a single brother. What's the question?
So then it wasn't divided for the...
It was divided into...
It was 12 pieces.
Because Levi didn't get. Levi didn't get. It was 12 pieces.
But it still becomes 13.
No, because Levi is out.
Levi
is out.
Okay, Levi is out. So it becomes 11, right? But Menashe gets 7 portion. No. Ephraim gets 7
portion. No.
Yosef. And Yosef is out.
Yosef is
so there. It's 10 plus, it then becomes 14, I believe.
Why? If Yosef's out and Levi is out.
It leaves us 10, right?
And then you have Ephraim and Menashe.
Ephraim gets double portion.
No, Ephraim gets one and Menashe gets one.
Because Yosef gets
Ephraim,
one.
Okay.
Yosef is getting double by Ephraim and getting one and Menashe getting one.
Why did you say that Ephraim and Menashe get double portion, yes. No?
Between the two, together, it adds up to Yosef having a double portion.
Okay, so it becomes one portion, okay.
Great. By me name, Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chelbo asked Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Mara Yaakov, Shenato Bechor, Meruvim, Venasol Yosef. Why did Yaakov take the status of being a firstborn from Reuven and give it to Yosef? Mara, what did he see? The Torah says, V'chalo Yitzuei Aviv Ksiv. He saw that Reuven desecrated his beds. He started messing up the sleeping arrangements. Elamara, Shenitno Yosef. Why did he give it to Yosef? Why not give it to Levi? Give it to Yehuda. So he said the following parable. Emshel Chamash will give you a parable. Ma Davar Doma, what's it like? The Bala Baya Shigidul Yasam is Soch Besa. Let's say a man is very generous and he takes an orphan and he raises him in his home. Liyamim, eventually, Hashiroso Yasam, that orphan becomes very rich. V'amar, so he says, Aneu Lebala Bayas Minachasai, I'm going to now provide for this host, for the man who raised me, from my property, because he did me this great favor. He raised me. So the same thing is what's going on here. Yosef gave livelihood to Yaakov and all the brothers when they were in the desert, when they were in Egypt during the time of famine. So Yaakov wanted to give back to Yosef. Amar Le, Reb Chelba said to Reb Shmuel, but if Reuven wouldn't have sinned, so then, I understand, so then Yaakov would not have given anything to Yosef, if you're saying that Yaakov owes Yosef, because Yosef provided for everybody, so then why does the Torah stress because of what Reuven did wrong? Ella, so rather, Reb Chelba said to Reb Shmuel, Reb Yochanan, Rabcha, lo kach amar. Reb Yochanan, your teacher didn't explain it this way, but he explained it like this. Who is Yosef? The firstborn of Rachel. Rachel is Yaakov's main wife. So really, the status of Bechor should have been with Rachel's firstborn. And that's why you have the verse, Ela told us Yaakov, these are the children of Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef is mentioned first, he's the main son, that's the main family. But what happened? Kidmasa Leah Barachman. Leah davened a lot. And so she jumped ahead. And that's why she got Reuven first. But then we took Tznius Shaisaba Barachel because of the great virtue that Rachel expressed and keeping modesty. Herzira Kadosh Baruch Hu, God gave the rights of being firstborn back to Rachel. My Kidmasa Leah Barachman. Where do you see Leah jumping ahead because she prays? So now we have some famous Agadatas, Rashi quotes them in Chumash. Because the verse says that when Yaakov comes to Aram, Ve'enei Leah Rakos, the eyes of Leah were soft. My Rakos, what does it mean they were soft? Ilema Rakos Mamish, if you can say literally that they're soft, that the eyelashes fell out, they don't have the hair protecting them. Is that possible? The Torah doesn't even say the word an animal that's not kosher. It says an animal that's not pure. Doesn't say the word tummy. Min abehema tahor, d'chsiv min abehema tahor, from the animals that are tahor, min abehema shari nena tahor. Bignus sadikim dibra kasuf. The Torah doesn't even want to insult or disparage an animal by calling it tummy. It's going to disparage a tzadekes like Leah to speak about her having, something missing in her face, not being as beautiful as it could be. Elamar Abelazar, Abelazar explained the word rakos really means arukos, long. Shemat nosea arukos. Her gifts of having children who were leaders are long. Because out of Leah comes Yehuda, and out of Yehuda comes David, and David becomes a king forever. That's what it means. However, Rava, my Rav, said another explanation. Leah's eyes were soft, lo olam rakos mamish, but it's velog nayula, it's not a disparagement. Ela shevachula, it's a praise to her. Why? She used to hear on the crossroads people saying there are two sons to Rivka and two daughters to her brother Lavan. So Gedolah LaGadol, the older son is going to marry the older daughter. Uktana, the younger son, Lakatan to the young, sorry, the younger daughter will be Lakatan to the younger son. In other words, Esav, the older son, is for Leah. And Yaakov, the younger son, is for Rachel. So she would sit on these crossroads with Mashalas, and she used to ask, Gadol Mamasav, what's this older son like? And they used to tell her, Ishrahu, he's a very wicked person, Melastim Abrios, he steals from people. Then she used to ask, Katan Mamasav, what's the younger son like? And they used to tell her, Ishtam Yoshev Ohalam, he's a very pious person who lives in the tents. Aisa Bocha. So she used to cry, At Shinashu Risei Neha, until her eyelashes fell out. That's the meaning of the verse. Vayar Hashem ki snu'a Leah. Ah, Hashem saw that Leah was hated. My snu'a. What does it mean, hated? Ilei ma snu'a mamash. If it means literally hated. Efshe b'gnus b'ema t'meilo dibra akasav. B'gnus tzadikim dibra akasav. The Torah won't say anything negative about an animal. It's going to say something negative about Yaakov, that he hates Leah. Ela ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw, she snu'in ma'ase Esa b'fanea. That Leah was the person of hate, that she hated the deeds of Esav. And she was praying about that she shouldn't have Esav as her husband. Therefore, Vayiftach es Rachma, he opened up her womb first. So she ended up getting the firstborn. What was the great modesty in Rachel that gave it back to Rachel? Because the verse says that when Yaakov first meets Rachel, Yaakov tells Rachel, I'm the brother of your brother, and I'm the brother of your father, and I'm the son of Rivka. Understand? He's not the brother of her father. He's Ben Achos of Yahu. He's the brother of the sister of her father. Ella, so what happens like this. Amar la, Yaakov tells Rachel mincivously, marry me. Amar la, she says, back in, fine. Me, however, Abarama, who my father is deceitful, v'lo yachlut le, you won't be able to overcome him. He's going to swap me for Leia. Amar la, so he said to her, my Rama Yusuf, what's going to be the deceit? Amar la, she says to him, is liachlut kshishiminoi, I have a sister who's older than me. V'lo mansvili mi kama, he's not going to marry me off before her. Amar la, so Yaakov tells Rachel, achim ani baramos. Your father's deceitful, so am I. I fooled my father. I fooled Yitzchak. I fooled him to give me the blessings. So Amar Lei, so Rachel says to Yaakov, when Mishar Lei L'Tzaduk L'Skribir Amusa is permitted for a tzaddik to go in the ways of deceit. So he says back, and yes it is, because the verse says, Navarti tapar v'mikeshi tapal, with the crooked be crooked, with the lowly be lowly. So what did Yaakov do? Maser la si money. So he gave her signs. They had a signal. They had some code between them. And therefore, when the wedding came, and Lavan, in fact, put Leah underneath the veil and the dress, Savra Rachel realized, now my sister's going to be embarrassed because she's not going to know how to respond to the signs. So she gave away the signs to Leah. That's what the verse says. Vayiva boker, it was in the morning. Vihinehi Leah, behold, she's Leah. I understand. The whole time she was Leah. Michal da'ad hashtalav Leah, till now she wasn't Leah. El mitot simanim shemasa le Yaakov le Rachel. Masar tala Leah, but because Yaakov had given signs to Rachel, and Rachel gave away those signs to Leah, the whole night he didn't know it was Leah. Lava yadalada hi hashta. He didn't know until the morning. So that's what Rachel did to get back the right of being, eventually, that was the merit to get back to being Bechor. Abba Khalifa Kiruya, who is from Kiruya, now we have a whole series of famous Rashis. He asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Bechlal, and if you look in Parshas Vayigash, and you count the names, Atamotze Shivim, so the Torah says that Kol HaNefesh L'Beis Yaakov, the total amount of souls that came were 70. But Bifrat, when you count the names, Atamotze Shivim Chaser Echad, you only find 69. Amar Leis, he answered him, Tohom HaYislam Dina, Dina had a twin sister, the Chsiv S Dina Vita, because the verse has the added word the S, and Dina his daughter. One second, Elamahata Toma Isim Binyamin, the Chsiv, the S Binyamin Achiv. So then you should say Benimo, then you should say Binyamin also had a twin sister, because it says, and with Binyamin, his brother, the son of the same mother. So therefore, Amar, Sir Pchia Bar Abba said, Maglis Tova Isabiyadi. I had this precious pearl. I wanted to keep it for myself. The atom of Akshal Abdomi many, but now it's not going to be exclusively mine. This is the real answer. Rabchia bar Chanina answered, Zu Yocheved, this was Yocheved. Shahorasa Baderech, Levi conceived her on the road down to Egypt. The Leidasa ben Achomos, and she was born as they were entering into Egypt. Shenamers, the verse says, the Shoyaldo Sala Levi Mitzrayim. She gave birth to her. That she had been born to Levi in Egypt. Leidasa b'Mitzrayim, her birth was in Egypt. Ve'en horasa b'Mitzrayim, but she was not conceived in Egypt. And now some more lessons. Rav Chelbo asked the question of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini. The verse says, "Vayhi kasher yaldo Rachel es Yosef." It was when Rachel gave birth to Yosef that Yaakov goes to Lavan and says, "Send me back to my land." My shnaki is yalad Yosef. Why only when Yosef was born does Yaakov say, "Send me back to my land"? Amar le, Rav Shmuel answered, "Ra Yaakov avinu shein zarosh shel Yosef nimsar biad zarosh." I'm sorry, shein zarosh shel Esav nimsar el biad zarosh shel Yosef. Yaakov saw that what's his great danger, his problem is his brother Esav. But now he has Yosef. And we know that Yosef has the power to defeat Esav. The seed of Esav are only defeated by the seed of Yosef. Shenamar, as the verse says, Vaya, Beis Yaakov Esh, in the household of Yaakov will be a fire. Uveis Yosef, in the household of Yosef, Lehava will be flames. Uveis Esav, Lakash. and the house of Esav will be hay. Esvei, they challenged Rebchelbo. The verse says that David HaMelech defeated Amalek. And Amalek is the grandson of Esav. Ayakim David me'aneshef ad ha'erev l'machrasim. And David defeated them from the morning until the evening the next day. If you know the Nevi'im of Shmuel, you don't know Ksuvim, you don't know Divrei Yamim. It says in Divrei Yamim that David took with him people from Yosef. When David went to fight Amalek, he had with him people from Menashe. We know Menashe is the child of Yosef. Masir of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, but the verse says, Umehem in bnei Shimon holchu lahar seir, anashim chamesh meos, platya, na'aria, rafya, uziyo, bnei yishi, birosham, ayakwa, sheris, haplek, la'amalek, vayesh, vusham, arayom, azeh, that the children of Shimon defeated Amalek. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, yishi, that's mentioned in the verse there, is not from Shimon, he was again from Yosef. Mibnei Menashe, he was from the children of Menashe, d'chsiv uvnei Menashe, Hefer and Yishi. The children of Menashe were Hefer and Yishi.
Yeah, they defeated them, but they didn't wipe them off.
Unfortunately, well, that's right. Unfortunately. So, the Gemara now goes into the topic, we're talking about a Bechor, firstborn, gets a double portion. We know the firstborn gets a double portion in property that his father owns at the time of his father's death. Property that his father could get, Ra'ui, but his father hadn't yet gotten, he doesn't get a double portion in that. So now the Bryce is going to talk about, even though there are certain things that you might think are Ra'ui, they're not really owned by the father, they were owned by the father, and the son gets a double portion. So let's say the father is a Kohen and the son is a Kohen. Habachor, the firstborn, he will get a double portion in the arm, in the maw, keva is the stomach. These are the portions that everybody's supposed to give to Kohanim from every animal that's slaughtered. So the son will get a double portion in that. And b'mukdashin, and animals that are karbanos of father. And b'shvach, sheshivchu nechasim li'acham yisavin. And he gets a double portion in the gains that the property appreciated after the death of father. So what's the case? That's the last scenario. If father, when he died, had left over an animal that had been rented out to somebody else, or that's out and it's pasturing, v'yolda, and it gives birth, the b'chor gets a double portion in that child. Gets a double portion in the rental fees. Aval, banu, bat, v'natu, krama. But let's say the sons take the land of father and they build on it houses, or they plant vineyards, and b'chor notu pishnayim. That already was added by the sons. That wasn't something that the father had a stake in. So the b'chor doesn't get a double portion in that. What's the case of these gifts of the Kohen? Hei chidam, idi asu lidei avun, if they were already given to the father, pshita, of course. Idi lo asu lidei avion rohu, then it wasn't the father's possession. It was only something that the father could get. He doesn't get a double portion in that which he could get. So my answer is, we're talking about where the Kohen has friends, and therefore, these friends always give him their portions, and the animal was already slaughtered during the father's lifetime. The Kasav and the Tana, the Brice, is teaching us, that when you have gifts that they haven't yet been given, but you know they will be given, it's as if they were given. Kaddish Drabanan. Good. Yeah, Kaddish Drabanan. Please. Amen.